reflect with radiance, rise the consciousness of my people in the stadiums. Or I could get ignorant like the within Maury Povich portray it says, I'm hip-hop baby dad, and all of y'all my litter, my little kids and my labels mass. A pill, a blunt, a pill of some liquor, I get to my hitters, they spray your ass. Get money fast, R.I.P. the check, smell my kilo breath, I spit and I freeze you to death. Cuban tobacco mouth, trapped looking cologne, been had the OG respect. Pick the city, I knock four of your baddest. 16 chillin' with Supreme Magnetic, Fort Greene working with a little Queens bastard. Now I'm in a ghost off bins of an Aston, icon status. And we still strapped, case you against one static, still ballin', still mackin'. Niggas ain't 100, he 60-40, we 50-50, that's automatic. My diggin' got open cases, but diggin' got watches and bracelets. And CeeLo, I never throw aces, don't give a fuck about races. Pray that my diggin' come out of the feds. Shout to my diggin' Sudan, we got the stripes. All I got is my real diggin' for life. Nas for Henny, Future pour Dirty Sprite.
Dirty something I'm styrofoam. Spill a day to get my mind blown. Dress it up and go to Nassau. 200 miles on the dash. Got about a pound up a gas. Switch the lanes in the Grand Rapids.
Yo, welcome back. It's the return of the Cold World Podcast. I've been gone for a minute. Just been busy, man. I will update life. But I have missed doing this. It's been crazy, crazy, crazy busy. But this was always one of my funnest things to do. It's just, I hate the editing part, man. I hate it. I do not like editing. Not at all. But it's good, though, because I got to intern now who I will be trying to teach how to do this so he can handle it. But it's been a minute, man, so here's the thing I want to run through. I'm gonna update you all on where I've been so you can hold me accountable to that. Talk a little bit about education. We're gonna talk about y'all's homie Donald Trump, who's out here doing a fool right now. And then I'm gonna finish it off talking about Future, man, because y'all don't care. Like, Future friends don't love him, but we're going to talk more about that and what I mean when I say that. So, for a lot of y'all know that I work at the school district. I do community engagement and some communications work. You know, I was inspired to go and work there by the superintendent that we got. We got a new superintendent, been there for a little over a year now. Dope dude. I really like him, and I like his vision. I like seeing a black dude that had, you know, a crappy upbringing as far as like education was concerned, get into some power, and now he's trying to be real aggressive in how he changes that. So, I mean, shout out to him. I really, really appreciate that. Hold on a second, checking this microphone. So that's that. But it's just been real busy. And one of the blessings about that job is, you know, I went to school in Oakland and I got a chance to, work in schools that I went to, which is dope. The thing about that is, like, you know, you got your lived in experiences and you got other people's thoughts and ideas and all that good stuff, man. So I take that responsibility really seriously around, you know, how I represent myself and how I represent for that community. And also just understanding, even though I did go to those schools and I got the type of education that I got, which I wouldn't rank very high, you know, I am in a different place in life right now. And, you know, it's taking a certain sensitivity to that. But, man, I believe in speaking truth to power. So, you know, I think God had me go through all that stuff so I could be more effective. But we'll see, because that job can be stressful at times. But also still writing, still doing that. Go check that out. I had an article come out on Education Post that got like 5,000 shares. I've never gotten that many shares, or it's 3,000 people having conversations about something that I wrote, which is kind of humbling. And it's crazy because it's surprising how I'm surprised at how I react to other people's opinions and thoughts. And this is probably why I'm not famous, right? Or it probably just ain't for me. I take things personally, man. So and when I say that, you know, I'm going to read a comment that this cat left. I mean, it was real crazy, man, like how folks was kind of getting at me. But, you know, I'm not, like I said, I'm not a tough dude out here. Like, I don't be one to, I never was a fighting dude. I wasn't no thug. I was not built that way. But it was some of those comments I was reading. I was like, man, you was a sucker. like you got some real issues. Like folks was saying kids in the hood deserved poor education, and if their parents can't get them out, it's all their parents' fault. I mean, it's just crazy. It's crazy stuff that folks say, and it's just the anonymity of the internet. Like folks get real bold. They get real bold. Like you really be wanting to like chin check people, cause it's like man, like I know, like I know you wouldn't be talking like that if we was in front of each other, you know. But it's that's just life, man. That's just life. So been doing that. I do want to read this one article. I mean, this one comment that this dude left on a different article, and basically the article was about a school that I went to. It was a conversation I was having with a friend on Facebook. And so I just shared that comment, and people started to share it, and it got kind of popular. And so this dude, he said, basically he accused me of putting words. I was critiquing an article earlier on Facebook, but the actual conversation I was having was with a friend. So he accused me of putting words in the original author's mouth, and I wasn't even really commenting on that author, so to speak. But this is what he said. He says, Charles put a lot of words in Ken's mouth that Ken didn't write. Don't take my word for it. Read the article again and then compare it to this bit of PR haterade. Okay. No one thinks public schools don't need improvement, but sucking up to Wall Street is never the answer. Charles did all right considering his horrible education. Let me start over real quick. Charles did all right considering his horrible education. He wears more expensive clothes than I can afford, and I went to private school. Then again, my education taught me to care about everyone in the community, not just the 1%. Now, wait, now, see, the interesting thing about this is, one, homie was just factually wrong about who I was talking to. Like, I wasn't attacking a journalist. I was having a conversation with a friend of mine who I'll be having dinner and bourbon with at some point in the near future. And we were just having a thoughtful discussion, and it got shared. That's one. Two, bit of PR haterade. Like, it's like, bro, like, I am from the gutter here in Oakland, bro. Like, I don't need to indulge in any type of PR tactic. Like, I went to these schools, and I know the condition that our schools are in and what we're trying to change. So I just thought that was real interesting. And it's the thing. I love to have a conversation with dude, but this is where it got funny and borderline ridiculous. No one thinks our public schools don't need improvement. We agree there. But sucking up to Wall Street is never the answer. I need to understand how I am sucking up to Wall Street. Like, let me know. Help me understand how I do that in my work. And then he said, Charles did all right considering his horrible education. He wears more expensive clothes than I can afford. Now, let me clear something up. First off, my clothes are not expensive. Your boy shops at Target, Old Navy, H&M, the things that I can wear. Like, that's why I'm trying to get in shape, because I can, H&M is cheap, but you got to be 110 pounds to wear their stuff. But anyway, those are pretty much the three places that I shop at. I mean, I got like two suits from Men's Warehouse, but for the most part, the suits that I buy, and those was like on sale. I got those suits like on one of those crazy internet sales that they have. But the rest of the stuff I kind of buy off the rack from like H&M or Target. But here's the thing, right? See, one thing about being black that I'm proud of is that we've been able to do a lot with less. So yeah, man, I used to be real bummy. Like, I used to be for real bummy. Like, wearing clothes that I got out of the recycling bin at the shelter, like the hand-me-down clothes. You know what I mean? Like, your boy has owned some Pepe's. For you good folks out there that don't know what Pepe's are, those are what we used to call when you got your shoes from Payless. Like, your boy used to own shoes from, I used to get shoes from Payless. So the one thing that I learned was that you only get one chance to make a first impression. And two, one of the promises that I made is that if I ever did get like a decent amount of money, I would make sure that I looked presentable, because it matters to me. And I think it matters when other young poor kids kind of see you and they see that you don't have to compromise who you are to dress in an appropriate way. Like, I don't wear boxy suits. My suits are form fitting. Like, I buy things that are my size. I learned how to do that. And then I can buy a cheap suit. For instance, the suit that I bought it. I have a suit from Target. I got the jacket and the slacks from Target. And then I just paid the $30 to get the stuff taken in. All in all, I paid less than $140 for a suit that I wear a lot. Right? So that's one. Two, my shoes are like mad cheap. Like, I think it's D&B's. They shoes is always like 50% off. So I told dude, I responded, I said, listen, I said all that stuff, but I said, let me swag you out. Like, let me come with me. Let's do it together. I will take you. You know what I mean? Like, we can go. But then the other question that I had was, what am I supposed to look like? So are you saying because I am black and because I grew up with a bad education that was you when you and you don't know me personally, so you saw me in a public setting, maybe I was working or giving a speech. Bruh, was you expecting me to be in jeans, Tim's, and a throwback jersey and a do-rag? You know what I'm saying? Like, tell me what you was expecting to have happen. You know, that's something that I'm curious about. Like, I gotta know. You know, so that's how I was looking at that. Anyway, I'll leave that alone. So the other thing I wanted to do is in these education conversations, it's always a lot of folks that's talking that's not like these young black and brown folks that got to deal with what the state of our education is in right now. Like, Oakland is hyper politicized. I'm not even that political. When the charter conversation comes up, I'm neither pro or anti-charter. I'm pro-child. So because I got a crap education, I think parents should be able to choose. So because of that, what I'm looking for is just to keep it all the way 100. It's like, if the best school is going to be a traditional public or a public charter school, or I mean, even listen, man, I'm saying this as somebody who used to be the vice chair of the California Young Democrats Black Caucus. Even if that's an option, I want folks to be able to choose that. You know what I mean? Like, I think parents deserve choice to get the best education for their kids as possible. That's just me. I really don't take a hyper-politicized stance on it. But because folks are so political, it drives you to this place. You know what I'm saying? Like, folks will say things like, close all the charters. Like, I got nephews, man. I have two nephews that go to Berkeley Manor. This is a school here in Oakland that used to be on the site of what was called Golden Gate Elementary, which used to be off the hook. Like, me and my brother was talking about, like, we have seen so many people get jumped and beat up and just, it just was a crazy place. Now kids, like, my nephews is getting a great education. So I think that all kids should be able to have options and do the things that suit them best. And I think it's our job as a district to build traditional public schools that people want to go to. Like, that, like, and I spend, that's the thing, man. Like, people be saying, like, you, like, I spend hella time trying to do that. I've been working 12, 13, 14 hour days, like, for real, just focus on West Oakland schools right now because that's where I grew up. It means that much to me. So that's one thing, man. I just wanted to put that out there. But anyway, the other thing I wanted to talk about, I think that leads, we're talking about crazy folks and the whackness that people be saying and all that stuff. The other thing that leads me to is y'all homie Donald Trump. Now, when I hear about Donald Trump and I see what he's doing, I see the antics and all that stuff, and the way it started out kind of like crazy, funny, like, oh wow, did he just say that? And you think somebody's gonna get booed off stage? Like, I didn't early on. I've had this conversation with some good friends, but I was like, man, that dude can probably go far. Because I equate Donald Trump, what Donald Trump is doing in politics is what when certain types of people get money. So I'm a believer that money doesn't change you. It just makes you more of who you are, right? So if you was a jerk before you had money, you're going to get money and be a super jerk. You know what I'm saying? So, like, one of my favorite rappers, and I'm going to talk about more about rappers later on. One of my favorite rappers is, like, 50 Cent, right? I've always liked this dude. I've liked him since he came out. I like rooting for the underdog, and I know he's not as popular now, which kind of makes me like him more, right? But that dude was a goon before. Like, he was he was muscle on the street before. So you give a person like that money, they're not going to change. They're just going to be more of a goon. They're just going to be a goon in new types of ways. So in this country where racism has always kind of just, it's never going away, it's just kind of been there, Donald Trump is the manifestation of the United States running into money. Like, Donald Trump isn't changing America. He's just accentuating what is already there. Like, do you know how many folks was feeling some kind of way when Obama came on, when he got on the scene? You know what I mean? Like, these folks really feel some kind of way. You know, so Donald Trump is the manifestation of, like, wait, I got an outlet to hate. Like, I get to say wild stuff. Like, I get to say crazy stuff about Mexicans, and we're going to make them build the wall. Like, bruh, it's so outlandish with it. Like, it's almost cartoonish. And then you realize that, you know, there were folks, like, you realize, man, like the Holocaust was a real thing. Hitler was a real person. And it should scare you. And then looking at his rallies where they pushed that black girl all around, didn't nobody say nothing or do nothing. So then homie was all set to have a rally in my birthplace. I call Oakland my hometown, but my birthplace of Chicago. And they shut that thing down. Boy, I saw people, folks was out there swinging. They was swinging. Bro, I saw this dude get fired on. It was crazy. It was crazy. But that's, you know, I mean, in some way, man, like, I don't want to say we deserve that, but this is what you get. Folks don't, it's not, Trump ain't changing us. He's not changing the country. He's just being more of who he is. That's it. He's just bringing out, he just letting folks show who we are. And it's crazy. So I want to talk to folks like making a cry for help, right? So I am a dude who grew up hip hop. I love rap music. I love all types of music, but I'm like a hip hop head. Like, if you listen to my podcast, you hear music, the intro and outro. That's one of the reasons why it takes so long for me to edit, because it takes me double and triple the time to figure out what song I'm putting in a damn podcast than to actually edit the podcast, right? So Future, a.k.a. Future Hendrix, a.k.a. Ciara's baby daddy, has put out like 3 albums in like the last year, right? It's just, I mean, his work ethic has been crazy. But listen, y'all, Future friends don't love him. I just want y'all to, if y'all are real fans, his friends and his fans do not love him. Yo, Future is the most depressed dude, like, holding a microphone today. I just need y'all to understand. Like, in the album that he did with Drake, like, Drake, the album is called What? It's like, What a Time to Be Alive. It's like a celebration album. It's, every song is like a club-ready type song. So Drake is out here living his life and popping bottles and rapping is What a Time to Be Alive. You know, he's out there like, this dude is happy, right? Like, one, Drake is so happy on that album because he just gets to troll and mess with Meek Mill, right? Like, that's just, it's just like a victory lap for him with Meek's old best friend Future and whatever, right? But like, yo, Future, throughout that album, let me just give you some verses from that album from Future on like the songs that be banging in the club where y'all be like throwing their hands up and going at it, right? This fool said, I watch my broad give up on me like I'm average, okay? So, dude is mourning the Ciara breakup, right? Like, we know he's mourning it, you know what I'm saying? And Ciara kind of trolled him too. I mean, we can say what we want about, you know, the pictures that she be having Russell Wilson take with his kid. Some women been saying like, nah, I mean, that's kosher, that's cool. A lot of dudes been like, man, she out of pocket. I think she was kind of trolling him. You know, it's a lot of pictures with just them two. You know, that's not the issue. That's not my issue. But, you know, like, Future is pouring his heart out to y'all saying, you know, she didn't believe in me and it hurt. That's what this gangster thug rapper is saying. On the same album, same song, this dude said, I see scales everywhere. I see hell everywhere. Like, everybody's still dancing. This dude is telling you he is seeing hell. He is in hell right now. Even though he is surrounded by money and girls and all this stuff. And he is telling you, like, I am in hell. Help me. See, y'all better listen to Future, man. Then he said, I'm a fiend for that lean. I ain't start drinking beer yet. Like, this dude is telling you, I'm addicted. I am a fiend. Do you know how strong of a word fiend is? Fiend is never used in a positive light. Nobody's ever being positive if they call somebody else a fiend. They are saying you are far beyond just being hooked. You are detrimental to your life. This Negro just called himself a fiend. Feline. I ain't try to rhyme there, but it just kind of happened. But I'm just saying, right? Like, I'm telling y'all, Future is having, it is a cry for help. Hold on, man. Let me give y'all one more. Let me tell you what this dude said. Listen. Y'all don't love this dude. This is from Dirty Sprite 2. Let me just read from this song, okay? Wash the Molly down with champagne. Wash the Zanny down with syrup. Hope it take away all this damn pain. Everybody still in the club. Getting it. They like, Future, let's go. Bruh, this dude said, wash the Molly down with champagne. Wash the Zanny down with syrup. Hope it take away all this damn pain. I know the devil is real. I take a dose of them pills and I get real low in the field. This dude is a fiend, B. There's a lot on my mind. There's a lot on my plate. But I never complain. You kind of just did, like, in all the bars before just now. But it's cool. I'm gonna give you an excuse for that. It's fine. You make fire music. I disguise pain when I make it rain. When I hit the club, I make it rain. Let me say that again. Future out here is begging y'all to help him. Future is saying, "Help me, please. I am standing on the edge of the Golden Gate Bridge, and I'm about to jump." Into this cold bay water. That dude said, I disguise pain when I make it rain, when I hit the club and I make it rain. That means Future going to strip clubs in Atlanta with 30 other people that he paying for, and he giving them buckets of cash, and he just sad, yo. He just sad. Future is the sad clown. Anyway, like a loaded chopper, I'm about to shoot it. I'm so effing sick and tired of these rumors. This is that Sierra stuff again. F the fame, and I'm sipping lean when I'm driving. Now he's about to kill everybody, okay? Future, it ain't enough for Future to kill himself. But Future is now on Atlanta highways, high off lean. Because remember, he's a fiend for the lean. Anyway, so F the fame, I'm sipping lean when I'm driving. All this cash and it ain't nowhere to hide it. I'm an addict and I can't even hide it. That brother, he just said it again. Same song. This dude done called himself an addict twice. Had these meds on me. I'ma do them. I take these pills and I'm having a thrill. Taking the prescriptions, a hell of a feeling. She put me off and it was ugly. I made $1 million. She says she loved me. The way she did me, it destroyed me. I'll keep it real with little shorty. Listen. So, not only is he an addict and a fiend and hiding his feelings at the strip club, and he probably just met a chick at the strip club, then he got this girl, right? I don't know if you're talking about Sierra. I don't know if you're talking about one of his other baby mamas because he got a hell of them. But anyway, then he, like, made some money, and she was on him, right? And she was like, I love you, dog, you know? But then he's like, that's fake. That ain't real. And now he's depressed about that, too. Listen. I'm telling y'all, y'all are killing Future. I'm telling you, every time you buy an album or y'all in the club just dancing to it, has anybody came up and gave Future a hug? Anybody? Has Drake been like, hey, bruh, look, we supposed to be talking about partying and you about to run off the road and kill people. Maybe I'm the only one who hear it. Anyway, he said, if loving me in public ain't safe, you can take my love and hide it. Don't give up on me today. Hold on to me like true love. Bruh, Future is a hopeless romantic. He feels deeply, okay? I got a newfound respect and care for Future. If something happened to Future, y'all gonna act like y'all surprised. I'm giving you the signs right now, okay? Anyway, I ain't gonna read no. Let me read one more. Let me see. Oh man. I pour my life into these poems, my whole soul and my spirit. I'm easily agitated, get intoxicated, try to fight the demons. Listen, maybe we all bow our heads right now and pray for Future Hendrix. I don't want to see Future drown in his soup. Okay? This is my community service right here for this young brother with all this success and this fame that sound like he about to one himself. That's all I'm saying. All I want to do is make sure that the next time you listen to a Future song and you dancing and you hollering at that girl or vice versa or whatever, like, just know that you are adding to the destruction of this young man. Future know you don't love him. Anyway, I'm going to close the book of Future. I'm going to pray for you, brother. You got a song called Zanny Family. Bro, he is so in love with these drugs. Like, it's called... Anyway, y'all, it's fine. Listen, I'm about to be back doing these podcasts. I have missed y'all, okay? I'm not going to front. I felt like I can do it without the podcast. I felt like I was like, you know what? They ain't going to miss it that much. It's all good. I got a few messages. People like, when is the podcast coming? Can you talk about this? Can you talk about that? You know what I'm saying? I was like, thought I was tough. And was like, I don't need the podcast. But I did miss it. I just don't be having time to edit it. But anyway, with that being said, I'll be back. I will start having some more guests so I can carry a load of it. I like having conversations with people. Y'all do count. I mean, and thank y'all for the questions that I just got on Periscope. But anyway, check out the writing, Charles Cole, Huffington Post. You can read some of my writing, my education writing at oneoaklandunited.org. You can read me at educationpost.org. It's just a bunch of different places. Follow on Twitter at C Cole the Third. That's at CCOLEIII. And my Facebook page and all that stuff. I'm really proud of the work that Energy Converters has been doing. I'm really proud that I have some interns now, some really hungry young folks that just need an opportunity, the opportunity that I needed. And so I just try to provide things that I wish would have been there for me. But with that being said, got y'all out of here within 30 minutes. Y'all have a good one. Take care of yourselves and each other. The whole industry been in shambles. Peace. Everybody's fugazi. I'm just changing the channel. Kendrick Lamar, the people's champion, a manimal for analysts. Career damaging versus meditating when candles lit. I like my raps extra prolific. Some freestyling on lunch tables and park benches. And I won't mention my 10,000 hours in training while juggling game banking. My balancing was tremendous. And now we look at the competition as quick submissions. They tapping out before we even get a chance to miss them. What this about? Is it money or skill? Maybe it's both, and I got large amounts of it. It's real. You see, my oath is very unbreakable. My style is never mistakable. I can see y'all incapable. Who be the god MCs, you know me well. Ridiculous, venomous, hate in my heart. The sinister, run for cover, my lineage, prove itself.
I'm rolling deep in that paper like two Adeles. Before scholars, I float tighter than virgin lips. We here to shake the game up and you're flying through turbulence. Everything is high stake nowadays. That's how I play nowadays. It's like an eight ball to the face nowadays. I'm laced nowadays. My gun is off the waist nowadays. It's seven figures and retainer for the case nowadays. I'm talking higher power every other hour. Since Eddie Bowers and stash boxes and lead showers. Breaking the padlock and the dead coward. Dying a thousand deaths. Entire lions surrounding self with bears. Watching nigga, you share a profit.